angels exist? Are healing miracles real? Is there life after death? Can people get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 25 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
What's going on? I don't know about you, but health insurance premiums, they're going up all the time. There's all these dread diseases. It seems like everyone knows someone with cancer. If you go into a church, the majority of the people are sick. They say nationwide, less than 5% of people in Christian churches are healed. Something's wrong somewhere with the picture. I've got the book. The book is very clear. The book says that God's forgiven all of our sins. The book says that God has healed all of our diseases. But there is a misconnect. And my guest, Henry Wright, has as great a passion, if not more, to find out what is this misconnect and how can we get the connect going so that we can get what we're entitled to according to the written word of the promises of the living God, because God isn't a man that he should lie. And even in the Jewish scriptures, he is the God that heals all of our diseases. So, Henry, you come from a family that understood healing. Your mother was supposed to die. What happened to her?
She had fibrosarcoma, cancer, fast-growing and fatal. And in a church service, when everybody was forgiving everyone else for bitterness, God took the cancer out of her instantly. She was paralyzed on a stretcher. I assume when she was repenting to God for some bitterness issue that she met the conditions of the covenant.
And because you knew healing was for real, mm-hmm. Now you're a pastor, you read the book, you lay hands on the sick, you anoint them with oil, you take communion, you do everything you know to do. And what results were you getting?
Initially, pretty good. And then nothing. Very, very little. And I went to God and I asked him, how come? I see in the Word it says that you forgive us of all of our iniquities. You heal us of all of our diseases. Why not? And God took me to 2 Timothy chapter 2, and he showed me in verses 24, 25, and 26 that the enemy, our invisible enemy, Satan and his kingdom, can have a legal right to our lives, even as believers. And by the way, that legal right is the same in the unbeliever's life as it is a believer's. And it was shocking to me to read in those verses by the Apostle Paul that Satan could have a legal right to our lives and hold us captive at his will. And then I found there that it said, the servant of the Lord must not strive, must be gentle unto all men, patient, able to teach, in meekness instructing those that are in opposition to themselves, that God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves from the snare of the devil. And I said, could it be that there's something in a person's life that is preventing God from honoring covenant?
Yes, but if someone's got a dread disease, they're not going to rob a bank. They're not going to get involved in adultery. They're not going to murder someone. So what's the misconnect?
Well, I think we've made everything evil big. I think there are things like called little foxes, like bitterness and fear. Self-bitterness is a form of self-murder. Bitterness against other, according to scriptures, is a form of murder. We don't think this way. We always think of sin as, or evil things, as robbing banks and adultery and so on. Could it be that we misunderstand and have maybe humanized what is really a spiritual defect?
You know, you said something before the show started. You were talking about one of the causes of one of the biggies, mm-hmm. fear, is lack of love. Why is that?
Well, 1 John 4:18 says there is no fear in love. It says perfect love casts out fear. Fear has torment, and he that fears is not made perfect in love. If you don't feel loved, fear is at your door. I mean, you look around. When you're growing up as a child, maybe your father didn't love you the way he should have. Maybe your pastor...
Let's talk about me for a minute. Mm-hmm. Coming from a Jewish background, it's like the macho, we men don't cry, mm-hmm. We are kind of aloof, but the mother, it's okay for the mother to do it. So I can't remember my father. Now, I'm sure he did when I was real small. But I can't remember my father taking his arm, putting it around me and saying, I love you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a big issue. In conferences that I do around the world, regardless of culture, regardless of size of audience, regardless of denomination or religion, 95% of the people in an audience will raise their hand when I ask this question. How many of you growing up as children do not remember hearing your father say, I love you? Yet in the Bible, in the three times that the Father's voice is recorded in the New Testament, only three times God the Father's voice is audibly recorded. Two of the three times concerning Jesus, he says, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I think probably part of the fear issues we deal with is we're not sure God the Father loves us. Maybe Yeshua is our friend.
Is it possible to intellectually believe God loves us, but in the place that it really counts, not?
Well, relationship is not intellectual. Relationship is from the heart. And, we know what is right or wrong. We know we're supposed to forgive our neighbor. We know that we're supposed to love. But it does not mean that we have the ability to, because we've not had role models. We've not experienced it. And many of the diseases I deal with are coming out of separation at these levels, separation from God, separation of a person from themselves, and separation from others.
You've been able to identify specific roots or doors, or if you really want to get technical, sin areas that are not the, quote, biggies, that are very specific for specific diseases. Give me one disease and tell me a specific door.
Well, the one that's most famous is high blood pressure, which is a easily understood disease. In fact, high blood pressure should not be classified a disease at all. That'll come as a surprise to you.
That is. I've never heard a doctor say, oh, you have high blood pressure, but it's not a disease.
Well, the bulk of high blood pressure should be classified as syndrome, because there's nothing wrong with the cardiovascular system at all. But something in our thought process, you would say our spirituality and our thought process, in which we are not at peace about an issue. In fact, high blood pressure is the biological manifestation of not being a doer of the word. And when you go back to the Torah and you look in Deuteronomy chapter 28, it says, and it shall come to pass. You want to hear a prophetic statement?
Yes.
And it shall come to pass. Is that prophetic?
That is.
All right. The next word in
true prophetic.
All right. That's true prophetic. And it shall come to pass. It's as prophetic as you can come. But then the next word is if. So that means the prophetic has a condition. And it shall come to pass if you are hear what God has said and you'll be a doer of the word, then all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Then over in verse 15, here comes another prophetic statement. And it shall come to pass. Is that prophetic?
Yes.
Next word, if. There's your conditions. And it shall come to pass if you will hear what God said, but you will not be a doer of the word, then all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. So here we have ourselves caught between two realities, blessings and curses. Now, what does that have to do with high blood pressure?
Good question. I was about ready to ask.
Very simple. In the writings of the New Testament, it says this, take no thought for tomorrow may never come. I ask believers, do you think that is a philosophical suggestion or a commandment?
Command.
Well, it doesn't say thus saith the Lord.
It's a command.
It is, isn't it? So what happens to people as they begin to worry and project into the future things that might go wrong? It could be finance, it could be health, it could be a number of things. When we begin to take thought for tomorrow, you see, what it says in the scriptures.
I'll tell you what, hold that thought. Did you know there's a specific door for every disease? And Henry has found doors, most unbelievable in his booklet, New Insights into Cancer. I mean, this is really cutting edge stuff. And then your book, A More Excellent Way, Be in Health. You have things in here. You take every disease and you state, not by theory, but by working with them, what that open door is, how to get rid of it, and how literally your body physiologically will start changing when you're feeding it the right food. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Our world is rife with comparisons about what separates us. Day after day, we go about our lives with tunnel vision. But Scripture tells us how Messiah broke down the wall between Jew and Gentile, allowing for the creation of one new man, one new humanity. Sid Roth has discovered Scripture's key to reaching the Jewish people with God's love. One new humanity opens the door for God to move in signs and wonders, and all will see the evidence of the invisible God promised in Scripture. At SidRoth.org, you'll find mentoring tools to empower you to share how one new humanity is critical to bringing multitudes to know God. You'll understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church, and how all the nations of the earth will experience blessings unseen in human history. Log on to SidRoth.org today and learn how one new man is the key to unlocking God's greatest blessings.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth here with Henry Wright, and he has fascinating insight. You see, he has a passion for seeing people walk in all that God has for them. In fact, Henry, you told me your passion isn't for people to be healed. Your passion is for them to not get sick in the first place.
That's right. If we center on the fact that healing is the issue, healing is actually the bonus. Healing is God's grace and mercy towards us as we begin to realign ourselves to Him. God's perfect will is not to heal you scripturally and theologically. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, beginning in verse 11, it says this, that if you'll hear what God said, and you'll understand it, and be a doer of the word, that He'll put none of the evil diseases of Egypt upon us. So God's perfect will is that we don't get sick. Could we consider, possibly, that we could live a lifetime and not have a disease? Is that possible theologically?
Is it?
Yes.
All right. If someone were to follow and go after those open doors in your book, not even go to your seminar, which is wonderful. I've been to it. Mm-hmm. But just follow these. Do you think that would change their destiny health-wise?
Absolutely. To know the truth shall make you free. But we're wandering in a area, even science, even medical science, we are in the dark ages. All we are doing is chasing symptoms. All we're doing is disease management. The ability to consider the root cause for disease is an ever-evaporating reality.
Let's go back to the first segment. We were talking about high blood pressure, and you said that it's basically being fearful of what's going to happen in the future. It was the major root. What happens physiologically to the body when you start worrying about tomorrow?
Well, this is what we call spirit-soul-body connection. Everybody knows mind-body connection. But it has its foundation with a spirit of fear. But in the New Testament, in Timothy, it says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. What happens in this pathway that produces this disease? As a person begins to become one with fear, they become one with it spiritually, they become one with it psychologically, and its thoughts and their thoughts are one. They begin to project about what could go wrong in the future. The body sets in motion an imbalance of this.
So you're saying all that we have to do is think this, and it actually has an effect on our body.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, many people don't know that their thoughts aren't their own. And that opens up. See, Paul said our battle is not with flesh and blood. So this may not be just a psychological problem. It may not just be a soul problem. I understand it as a spiritual problem. I know the source of people's thoughts more than they wish I would know. And that's a whole new dimension we don't want to get into here. But let's just talk about this pathway of one disease, because it'll help people understand what we're saying. If you have fear of tomorrow and what could go wrong, then there's an imbalance of the sympathetic nervous system.
Listen, you can't watch tonight's news without getting fear of tomorrow, with all that's coming
out. I understand, but what does the Bible say? It says, when you see these things happening in the earth, don't let your heart be troubled. So why don't we just take our peace?
Okay, someone sees that it's going to be a pandemic death throughout the world from bird flu over and over again. The fear hits them, then what happens to them?
Well, if you're a natural man, I'd be afraid. But if you're a spiritual man, what's the worst thing that can happen to you? You can die and go to heaven. So why would it be, say, Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Okay, but what is going on inside a body when they don't take their thoughts captive and they see what goes on at a 6 p.m.
news? In the area of high blood pressure, there's a mechanism of the cardiovascular system in which the membrane of the cardiovascular system actually stiffens and narrows. And the blood that's being pumped by the heart cannot get through. And that raises the blood pressure. And so the person goes to a doctor and they don't feel well, and he says to them, your blood pressure's off the charts. And they say, is that serious? And he says, yes, you could die. You think they had fear coming into his office? Now they have a fear of death. They thought they're worrying about their mother-in-law coming next week.
But at least they get medication that'll mess them up even worse sometimes.
Well, the medication, right? The medication is a beta blocker.
Yeah.
All that does is circumvent the imbalance of the sympathetic nervous system. But now they're being maintained by a drug. Do they still have the same fear about what can go wrong tomorrow?
Yes.
Yes. Have they been sanctified? No. Are they doers of the word? No. They're being maintained by a drug.
Well, listen. You know what I think is so wonderful is in Henry Wright's updated new book, and especially this booklet on cancer, he takes every disease. He points out what the problem is and what to do about it and how to get rid of the problem. And he's not against medicine. Without medicine, a lot of people would die. Without doctors, a lot of people would die. So use these things that just put you in a maintenance mode with your disease until you can get whole. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this message.
Many viewers report testimonies of miracles, signs and wonders, and healings as a result of watching It's Supernatural.
I was assaulted last February and I had a concussion and felt tired all the time. Tonight, when Sid and his guests prayed for healing angels to be released, my neck was healed.
I'm 19 now, but got saved at 16, and your show was here to guide me and help me grow in the Word and the supernatural of God. The testimonies I heard gave me such a great faith and made me want to live in holiness and righteousness. If it wasn't for It's Supernatural, I don't think I would be where I am today.
I am 17 and would like to say this ministry has changed my whole life. I have been saved for about 4 months now, and my whole life has changed. Amazing. It's the best thing that has ever happened to me. This ministry has really brought my faith to a new level.
If you've been touched through watching It's Supernatural, share your testimony at sidroth.org/praise.
Sid Roth here with Pastor Henry Wright. I am so excited because I have a passion to understand how we can have physical healing actually affect our body to change so we can feel good. I take vitamins, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying there is a principle in God's Word that He's healed all of our diseases, and I will not be satisfied until I see this played out in life. We were in the last segment, we were talking about someone that had high blood pressure and how worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, which is actually a sin because you're doing the opposite of what God says. Don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. So you're involved in sin. So your high blood pressure goes up. You take your medication. Then, Henry, you read this book and what's going to happen to the body, and you follow the instructions.
Well, if we can show a person that their high blood pressure is because they are worrying about the future, and it's a fear issue, and get them to repent to God, recognize it, take responsibility with the Father, and say, I'm sorry, I didn't see this, I didn't know this. I repent to you, Father. I know you've not given me a spirit of fear. I repent to you for worrying that you can't take care of me in the future. Then in that moment, as they begin to line up with God as the work of the Holy Spirit, the power of that fear is broken. And it becomes a diminishing reality. They have their mind renewed because they have the Word of God now to meditate on, not just that thought that comes to them that something's going to go wrong in the future. There are hundreds of people in the world no longer have high blood pressure when they just become a doer of the Word and take no thought for tomorrow. In that time, the mind-body connection is broken. The cell membrane semi-rigidity is broken. The blood vessels open up to proper diameter. The blood flows. And high blood pressure is finished. And the good news is this: no medication is not required any longer. This is what God wants for us, to be able to walk in health, not be maintained in a disease or managed in a disease, he wants us to be changed spiritually.
You know, Henry, at dinner last night, we were talking about environmental illness, EI, which seems to be almost epidemic, especially among a lot of Jewish people. And your comment was, that's easy. What's the root cause?
Oh, easy. Compromised immune system coming of a broken heart. Hmm. If all a broken heart is this. A person was damaged by somebody who was supposed to love them and didn't. And when you're not loved by somebody who's supposed to love you, fear comes, because there is no fear in love. Now, that compromises the immune system. We are internationally recognized in the healing and prevention of simple and complex allergies, as you know. And allergies are so easy to get rid of.
Now, I'd like the best thing for us to do right now is tell me a few people, real people, and what was wrong with them and what happened.
Well, first of all, we have Karen, who is a gold medalist. We bumped into her in Dallas, Texas, actually Houston, when she was age 9, having epileptic seizures. She had grand mal seizures. She couldn't continue her training as a young girl to be a gold medalist because you can't go out and skate and have a seizure. Her parents brought her to a conference that I was doing in Houston. And actually, I'd had some success in the removal of epilepsy from people. This is a great story because I was busy in that conference and my wife Donna was there and I said, you go deal with it. All you have to do is cast out a deaf and dumb spirit like Jesus and the disciples did.
That's all you have to do.
That's all you have to do in the name of Jesus. And my wife looked at me and said, me? I said, oh, you can do it. He'll work with you. And she went over and spoke to that deaf and dumb. That was an evil spirit, Sid, causing the seizure manifestation. She cast it out in the name of Yeshua. And that young girl never had another seizure, and now she is a gold medalist in America in figure skating.
That must excite you when you turn on your TV and you see her skating. Tell me someone else.
The other situation was Randy, and he was advanced MS. When he came to us, he had to have a walker. He had lost most of his mobility. And in one of our programs, For My Life, he understood that he had self-hatred. He had not been loved by his father. He didn't experience the love of a father, and he'd come down under it. When he received the love of God, his father, and that was removed from his life, the doctor's reports are incredible. The very same week when his doctors interviewed him, they took him off his medication. He is healed today. The sclerosis of the immune system eating the myelin sheath in the nerves has been healed. And he has full mobility and goes where he wants to.
Quickly, tell me about this man that died with his doctor right next to him.
That's
in
Casper.
Your presence.
In Casper's case, he was a well-known rock musician in America. He played John Lennon and Beatlemania on Broadway. He was led to the Lord by Phil Kagi. But he had atrial fibrillation. He had allergies. He had asthma. His doctor brought him to me for prayer. I didn't get that far. He dropped dead with his doctor standing there in my church.
Now, that is not someone that has a passion for healing, something you look forward to.
Well, I'll tell you something. It's not good when people drop dead in your church.
No.
You can bring them dead already, but not when they're alive, okay? In this particular case, he had no more pulse. His doctor was there, and I cast the spirit of death out of him. In the name of Jesus or Yeshua. And he came back to life. And when he got up off the floor, he not only was alive, he had no more asthma, he had no more allergies, he had no more atrial fibrillation, and this has been over 5 years, and he is well today.
Now, do people get healed? I know they get healed in your church. I know they get healed from your seminar. What about just reading these books?
Around the world, and this book is an international bestseller, and people have this book all over the world. And the letters and emails that we are getting from around the world of people who have been healed, just reading the truth, their hearts open, and they go, I didn't know that.
How many diseases have you researched?
We have, in Be in Health Research, We are now researching in our research department over 700 diseases ongoing. And Sid, with God's help, we intend on defeating every single one. You know why?
Why?
Because when you take a disease and you say incurable, you're exalting Satan. There is no such thing as incurable, because that means God is limited. God is all-powerful, and He's able to save and heal and deliver 100%. And as a believer, as a human being, as a pastor, I must hold out for God being God at this level 100% of the time.
God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Do you realize if you're not walking in power, if you're not walking in love, you're not walking in a sound mind, you may be walking in a spirit of fear. That's a way of checking yourself. And the minute that you're out of love, you're in fear. So you know what you do? Resist that thought and jump back into the love realm. Of course, you can't jump into the love realm mentally. You can't do it through the occult or the New Age. You can only do it if the King of Love lives inside of you. And you don't have to say, "Oh, love, come here." You see, if Jesus is your Messiah and Lord, you say, "Thank you, Lord. Your love is inside of me. Your peace is inside of me. I am so grateful for intimacy with God. I want you to have intimacy with God. There is nothing this world has to offer." And when you have intimacy with God, this is what God's Word says: all things are yours. Don't you want to walk in peace no matter what is shaking? Yet once more, God says, "I'm going to shake this earth, and those that are not on a foundation will not stand." Get on that foundation. Go for the gold. You may not be a swimmer, but go for the real gold.
Pastor Tony Kemp went 26 years without seeing any major miracles in his ministry. Then he logged on to our ministry website, sidroth.org, and began watching archive programs of It's Supernatural for 5 to 8 hours a day. It was like going to a school for the supernatural. He was being mentored, and he received one impartation after another. Miracles began to happen in his ministry. The crippled walk, the blind see, the deaf hear. People with all kinds of diseases are healed. Others receive missing body parts. Some experience supernatural weight loss. Jesus said, "You shall do greater works than I do." Why don't you do what Tony Kemp has done? Log on to sidroth.org and begin watching our archives of It's Supernatural TV programs. It's free. Get ready to receive an impartation from God so you too can begin to walk in the supernatural.